Now time for a locker room chat with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble after a nice win against Sacred Hearts. And Coach Carson Spoon, Jaden DeWalt, they came through big time for your offense this past week.
Yeah, they did. Carson didn't quite have the yards that he's had the last couple of weeks, but we did a good job taking care of the ball for the most part and putting together some drives. He did a good job keeping the offense kind of moving in the right direction, and then we kind of leaned on Jaden some more with everybody kind of keying on Carson, and he came out big with over 150 yards, I believe. So, yeah, they both had good nights.
And, Coach, how happy are you with you and your coaching staff with your guys' ability to adjust on the fly like you guys did this past week?
We're happy with that. Sacred Heart kind of did some different stuff to us in the first half than we were expecting coming into the game. So the fact that we were able to make some adjustments and stuff at halftime to really get things going is big. But it's also the way the kids responded to, they had a little bit of adversity, fought through it and responded well, and gave us a lot of good feedback so we can make those adjustments. So it was definitely a team effort.
Coach, a very solid performance from your sophomore linebacker, Gavin Crowder. He continues to be big for you guys. Tell us about him.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a pleasant surprise this year. He said he continues to be big for us. He's, I think, one of the smallest guys we got on the field, but he flies to the football. That's the best way I can describe it. He's got a motor on him, and he just gets to the ball. He gets low and makes good tackles in space, and it's continually showing up in the stat line every week.
I'm going to go ahead and step aside for a quick break. We'll have more from Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble. And, Coach, you guys square off against a Marysville team, and, of course, you're very familiar with Marysville's head coach.
Yeah. I am. He's my father, so we've talked a little bit this week. But they're going to be ready to play. I know how he coaches. I know he's going to have them prepared to go. So we're going to have to come out, and I think it's going to be a fight for four quarters.
And you kind of mentioned that you talked with him. What were some things that you were discussing? Obviously not getting into too deep of details.
Nothing really out of the ordinary. It just makes some of the, the right word for it, but I'd say some of the managerial work on putting together some scouting report stuff a little easier, just being able to trade some starters and stuff like that, on who's going to start for them, start for us, stuff like that. Just cut down a little bit of the weekend work without giving away any secrets, even though there's really not a whole lot of secrets between the two of us running a lot of the same stuff.
Here with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble, ahead of their game against Marysville. And Coach, this was kind of a bit of a blowout last year. What are some things that you remember from that game a year ago that you're trying to transfer over to this year?
They had a really good team last year. They graduated a lot of those kids that we played last year. We had some injuries going into the week. But that's not taking anything away from them this year either. They got some good kids. I think their offensive line is probably better than it was last year. And then they got the OTOC kid that's really good. So as far as remembering some of the things that we're trying to fix, it's really just some mental errors and scheme things on our end that need to get corrected. Kind of not really any different than any other week in that aspect of the game.
Should be a fun one. Head coach Cody Trimble from Valley Heights taking on his father in Marysville. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always.
Yeah, thank you.
That was your Valley Heights Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you today by Blue Valley Technologies.